And this is an idea I actually presented 7 years ago, Toshinai and Zion.
I have total recall.
I like this. So I'm gonna say it again. See if you like this. I think it's an important point because this week's parsha ends with the punishments for violent arayot. Sorry, forbidden relationships. That's what it says. You shall make yourselves holy, and you will be holy. Kini Hashem Elokechem, for I am the Lord your God. Ish sheyinafet eshet ish, committing adultery, sheyinafet eshet re'ehu with the wife of one's neighbor. Mot yumatanu efnu anoefet, both of them will die. Ish sheyishkabet zachar mishkavei isha, and a man lying with a woman, with a man lying with another man in the way of a woman, this is homosexuality. Toiva asushneham, this is an abomination. Mot yumatu demehem bam, they will both die. Bestiality, they will die. And it goes on with all the other examples of incest. And the end of the parsha is, and you shall make a distinction between behemat Torah is an animal that you can eat, an animal you can't eat, or kosher animals, and a bird you can eat or can't eat. And you shall not make your lives disgusting with animals and birds and anything that screams on the earth. I share that I've set aside and call them, those are tummy, those are forbidden to you. And you shall be holy, because I am holy. And I have separated you from the other nations to be mine. So Rashi actually comments on this the idea of Havdalah, separate. What does that mean? And he cites the Sifrei. Sorry. Let me answer, honey. Sorry. Okay, here's Rashi. And I separate you from the nations. Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Elazar ben Azariah, we know him from the Seder, said, Yomar Adam. How do you know that a person should not say, Nafshi katsa b'sar, I am disgusted by pork. You should not say that. Efshi l'boshkilayim. I just can't wear shatness. Well, Yomar, you should say, Efshi, I could do it. It doesn't bother. I mean, it doesn't disgust me. It's possible. Ma said, but what am I going to do? V'aviv shemayim gazarali. But my father in heaven said, don't do it. How do I know that you shouldn't say, I'm disgusted by pork? The answer is, Tamalom, where the pasuk says, V'adilach chem min amim li, our pasuk. I separated you out. You should be just the things that you are different from other people are for my sake. Right, separate from sin, except that's an important idea, right? That we're not, it's not that you're not disgusted by pork, you're not disgusted by kilayim, it's that the Hashem says the mitzvah, that's why we do the mitzvah. But it doesn't fit the context. Right, he's bringing this on. It starts out the arayot, then it starts at hibdalta behemat tara tmeah, which goes with the basar chazir. Okay, that fits in there. Where does kilayim come from? What's Rashi
Oh,
saying?
great.
Right, and there's no mention about the arayot, which is the entire point of most of most of the whole paragraph. So that's Rashi. We've noted many times that Rashi never quotes midrashim. Right. He cites them. He adapts them for his own pedagogical purposes. Here's the reason why he writes it. Because if we look at the original Sifra, it's very different. This is Sifra.
Where does
Okay.
it say? Which is the Sifra? Oh, that one?
This
No.
over here. So,
Oh, that was
source three.
Rashi.
Rashi is source two.
And it doesn't cite Sifra. You just happen to know it is because you know the Sifra.
Well, I know it because everyone who cites, if you look in the Art Scroll, they'll tell you it's in the Sifra.
Oh,
If you look at
but
Sefaria, they'll
Rashi
tell you
didn't
that.
tell us himself.
I mean, right, so the original, like the manuscripts of Rashi don't have sources like that. But it's clear. We're going to quote Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi, who says these exact things. Okay? Here's a Sifra, which is the Midrash Halacha on Vayikra. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi Omer, Minayin shelo yomar adam efshi lilbod shanes. How do you know that a person shouldn't say, I just can't stand wearing shanes. Efshi lechol basar chazir. I can't stand eating pork. Efshi lavo ala erva. I can't stand these various illicit relationships. Ella, efshi, you should say, I could do it. Ma'a sek, bavi shemaim gazar alikach. But you know, what am I going to do? God commanded, my father in heaven commanded, I shouldn't do it. And the answer is, because I were, you know, God says, I was separated you from the other nations to be mine. Exactly what Rashi adds. Rashi rather takes out. Rashi takes out the Efshi Lavola Erva from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's comment. And he leaves in this Kilayim and Basar Chazir, which actually come from an earlier Sifra from last week's Parsha. And that's the distinction that we all know about. We're going to focus, the Pasuk says, Mishpatai tasu v'chukatai tishmeru ani Hashem. So the Sifra on this says, Mishpatai tasu, what are Mishpatim? Elu devarim sh'aktuvim b'Torah, these are laws written in the Torah, she'ilu lo nichtavu b'din haya lichtavan. That if, even if they weren't written in the Torah, you would have establish these kinds of laws anyway. Those are mishpatim, from the rational laws. That gives examples: don't murder, don't steal, those kinds of things. Those are mishpatim. But chukotai, right? Which is tishmeru lelech to keep my chukim, ani Hashem, because I am God. And those are the elish yitzhara meshiva lehem. These ones that yitzhara makes comments and tries to argue against them, but the Akum, the other nations, Meshiva and Lehem, other nations will argue against them. You want Achil Chazir, Luvisha Kilayim, those examples there, right? Eating pork, wearing Kilayim, those are Chukim. You have no obvious reason, they don't make sense. You wouldn't have set those rules out. Tamil Lomar, Ani Hashem, I am God, Chakatim, I am the one who established them as a chok, I engraved them. And Tarashai Lashiva Lehem, you can't say anything about. We have the distinction between Mishpatim and Chukim, we're all familiar with that.
But arayot are different.
Right, that becomes our question. Where do Arayot belong?
Right.
Okay, so Rashi is basically saying, okay, that here is a list of things that, you know, EFC, this Kilayim and Chazir, those are Chukim. So he's saying basically that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's comment applies to Chukim. When you should, where Chukim, you shouldn't say, I'm disgusted by it. I can't do it. You should say, oh, it's possible. I don't have anything inherently against it, but it's a chok. God said so. I'm going to do it. And Rambam, it says this explicitly, that this idea of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah applies to Chukim. And this is an important idea of the Rambam. In his introduction to Pirkei Avot, talks about character development. How do you become a better person? So it's possible to work on ourselves and work on our own emotional responses to sin. How do I deal with this is forbidden? How should I feel? And I can kind of train myself to feel one way or the other, which is by practicing. The question is, should we?
Should
He deals with
we?
the question, what's better? What he calls a mu'ula, an elevated person of such sterling character, they don't even desire to sin. Or is a moshel b'nafsho, a person who desires sin, but overcomes that. What's morally better? That's his question.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah, you
Right?
know
I mean,
the
what?
right.
You
You know
know.
what the answer is. I mean,
Well,
Yeshayahu
of course.
is leading to the answer. I
The
don't know
answer,
what
right?
the
Which is
answer is,
there's a
but
difference here, is obviously where we're going. That's the chiddush of
right.
the Rambam. Okay, starts
Right.
with Mishlei, that it says that Nefesh Rasha Ibtara, that an evil soul desires evil. Obviously, makes you a bad person to desire it, so I should work on not desiring it. And other sources, it's a Mule, obviously. Someone who doesn't want to sin is superior. So, and then he cites our Sifra, right? Beloved Azariah says, I shouldn't say Efshi, I should say Efshi, but God commanded, right? That contradicts it. Obviously, Moshe ben Afsho is better. But here's the Rambam insight. So if at first glance you look at the simple reading of these two concepts, at first glance, they disagree with one another, they contradict one another. Anyan came, but it's not true. They don't disagree. Both ideas are true. And there's no disagreement. There's no argument. And what the explanation is that they apply in different things. I love that word in classical medieval Hebrew. The philosophim, right? We refer specifically referring to Aristotle there. But things that are felt to be bad by philosophers. That they said, and that the philosophers would say that someone who does not desire them is better than someone who does. Right? You should work on just being grossed out by these bad things. Right? It's better than desiring it and then overcoming that desire. Those are the well-known ideas. And Pursamim in Rambam usually means the popular, socially accepted. Everybody knows this. It's a kobneha, ben adam shehem ro. And everybody knows that these are wrong. Kishifichat damim, and I was like murder, ugeneva and theft, gzeila, robbery, wana'a and cheating, lazik mishalo hera lo, and doing bad to someone who didn't do anything wrong to you, mol ra meitiv lo, or paying a favor back with evil.
What does
Zot
that have
Avraham.
to do? Oh, no, it has to do with money. No, yeah.
Well, yeah,
Bad fortune.
as a halach is overcharging,
Oh,
price gouging.
I don't know that word. Oh,
Halacha,
no.
it also applies to insulting someone, onat devarim. It
I
is a
thought
halachic
it had to
concept.
do. Is it inui nefesh? Or that's a different. That's
That's
with
an
a
ayin.
million.
That's
Oh.
with an ayin.
Okay.
Lo tonu isha ad achiv, don't cheat
Yeah.
one another.
Okay.
That'll be in Parshat Bahar.
Okay. So these are all
Okay,
things that.
livdot av ve'em, right? Disrespecting your parents, kios ve'elu, those are all yanim mefursamim shehen ra'ot. These are, everyone knows them, okay? And this is what the Chazal said, what we call mishpatim. Someone who wants to do one of these things, who has a desire for it, and is attracted to them, that's a lack. That's such a person is lacking something. They need to work on not being attracted to that. Okay, you should not want to murder people. Okay, it is wrong to want that, and that becomes that is a character flaw.
Even if
Above.
you overcome it and you're so great, you overcome it.
Yeah, but
That's
you're
not good. Better not to want it.
it's not bad, but you're better off not wanting it at all.
Right. Okay.
Things that the Chachamim say that it's you're at a higher moral level if you want it and overcome that, rather than simply not want it at all. It's not a big deal if you don't want, you don't like pork. Not eating pork is not that big it's not that great a
Moral,
mitzvah.
yeah.
You're not that much here, but if you really want it, but you overcome it, that's great. That's the laws that were heard, literally, the ones that are heard that were given. And it's true. And if it wasn't for the Torah saying it, they wouldn't be considered wrong at all. As example, he's very clear.
Oh, really?
Arayot. And obviously, we're heading toward, and this was I wrote this right after Obergefell. Okay, you know this
After what? When did you write?
Obergefell. I originally wrote this right after the Ober, I can't pronounce his name. The Supreme Court decision that same-sex marriage was
Legal.
required by the Constitution. Was a
Oh.
question of that's example arayot, right? Homosexuality is as an one of the arayot. And he's saying
Right.
that's a chok. Right? That's not something that
That's
you should
funny, isn't it?
naturally what?
It's funny
That's
that
interesting. It's very
it's
interesting.
interesting. Okay.
It's
And
very,
also,
that's where we're heading with this, okay? He's very
who says,
clear. This is the Rambam.
yeah.
Okay? Elu mitzvot, these kind of mitzvot. Hashem yiparach chukot. Right? These are called chukim. And the other nations mock them and Satan will argue against them. That's chukim. So now you can understand. So now the difference between those for whom the person who is disgusted by them, has no desire for them, is better than the person who overcomes the desire, and which are the opposite. Okay, Mishpatim should disgust you. In other words, you should have no desire to do things that are asuras mishpat. But there's no great mila in being bothered by chukim.
So homosexuality is a natural thing, but you have to overcome it.
It's us from the Torah, that's a chok. That's the Rambam explicitly saying that. Zeh chidush nifla, b'amid shtei amarim. And this is a great chiddush. Okay, Rambam saying that no one else pointed out this as a practical difference. People talk about chukim mishpatim, Gemara always talks about, but what does that mean to me? That's the Rambam's Kiddush. It's in that attitude in terms of, how should I feel? What should I try to force myself to feel? But the words of Chazal make it clear this is right. Okay? So, chukim mishpatim, they're either commanded, chukim, rational, mishpatim, and secular legal theory has the same difference. I like the Latin here, malum prohibitum prohibitum, or malum in se. Right? Inherently bad, or malum prohibitum means it's bad because it's against. Because it's prohibited. Okay, and there are laws like that. There are plenty of laws that are not inherently wrong. They're just, the law says that. There's nothing inherently evil about driving on the left side of the road. It is a law.
Is that a good example?
I think driving on the side is a mal, I think it's an example of malum prohibitum, right? In other words, it's not inherently wrong, just we had to decide something. So we went with drive on the right side of the
Right.
road.
I don't like that example. Think of another
All
one.
right, I don't like that.
Because it is inherently wrong to have cars going wherever they want and crashing into each other.
Right, so we had to decide one way or the other one. Yeah, I'd say one way or the other, but which decision you made is not inherent in the,
Yeah, but it's
some,
not like
no one's
shot
got
list, which is.
a. Okay, so, okay, can you give another example of something that law says you can't do, but you wouldn't have thought
Yeah.
it was wrong otherwise?
Yeah.
But at least we certainly have those, right? Not eating pork is certainly one of those things that you would not have, your moral sense wouldn't have said anything about that.
Right.
The Rambam's Kiddush is that while it's clear that there's no practical difference in terms of observance, right? They're prohibited. You can't do it either way. But the Kiddush Nifla is that there's a nafkamina, right? There's a
See, I
difference.
don't think you would find a good example because laws that are made by men
Will always
are
have, presumably have
some
some rational
rational,
basis.
right.
Right. That's
Whole
a good
thing is
point. There
that
always
these are,
somebody thought it was a good idea, even if
right.
nobody else later thought that made any sense. You're right. We
Yeah.
could look up, see if anybody talks about malum prim. The concept exists.
What's a good
That's
example?
okay. Here,
Shot
since
list,
we're let's go.
no.
Let's see what Rep Google has to say about that. We've kind
Well,
of
we could
it's
think
unlawful
God
for
had a
statute.
reason. We could think God had some reason. We just don't know it.
Right. Well, we'll talk about what that means, right? Clearly, there are reasons, but
Oh.
he's not giving
Yeah, maybe he
examples.
just, maybe no reason. He just randomly said, don't do shatness so that we
Public,
know we have to
yeah.
listen to God. That's all. That's the reason.
Examples that are generally regarded as malum prohibitive include this early kind of gambling possession. I don't know. These are all prostitution. public intoxication, resisting arrest, I don't know, speeding.
Well, these
Okay.
are good examples, gambling.
Yeah, okay. So you can argue that gambling is not inherently wrong. Yeah, okay, you can do that. Prostitution goes in the Arayot question. You know,
Yeah.
it's like, is it inherently wrong or just you don't like it?
And I like the drugs, possession of a controlled substance. Well,
Obviously, these all have reasons, but you know, they're
right,
not
we have
inherent.
reasons.
But okay, so but that's a good example
All
too, because
right.
you're arguing that chukim have reasons
Okay.
too, but that you wouldn't have necessarily have started them. But
Yeah,
okay, that
okay.
for mishpatim, bottom line is we should feel revulsion for the act. It's inherently wrong, and if God had forbidden it, then it would still be anathema. If we don't find that way, we have to work in our attitude, right? Pull out your muster books and start working. Chukim, there's no moral superiority in despising it. Not that you have to like pork, but there's no reason that you should be think to yourself, okay, I need to mentally make myself not like pork. It's
Yeah.
good attitude.
Okay. This
Okay.
is
But
very
you can still have
interesting.
reasons for the chukim. They're not just not
Yeah.
natural. Okay, we give example I give here is a matzah on Pesach as being a chok. The reason is obvious. We know we say it over and over again, but it's a symbolic rule, but that still makes it a chok. And there's no mitzvah to have a taiva for matzah, you know.
That's interesting because the other ones we're talking about are not to do. Don't
Right.
do this.
Yeah, but there are plenty of assays that have the same, you know. Yeah, the
Yeah.
mitzvah of tzedakah presumably would be a mishpat. Yeah, it's a positive sign. Okay, but notice what, so Rambam puts Arayot into this list of Chukim.
Yeah.
Rashi did the opposite.
Oh.
Rashi takes a Sifra that clearly puts Arayot in here and takes it out.
Oh. Right. Yeah.
What I would argue is that Rashi felt that Arayot were Mishpatim,
Right.
which is something that we understand the idea that you should feel revulsion. You should say EFC level all erva. Others already said don't, because the Sifra actually has a disagreement about this very question. Because we quoted the Sifra Nachraimo when it defined what a mishpat is, and I left that part of it. But mishpat haitasu, what does that mean? Ela devarim shaktuvim b'Torah. These are laws that are written. She'ilu lo nechtavu b'din haya lechtavan. I would have imposed them anyway in my law books. Kegona gzeilot v'ha'arayot. So Arayot are mishpatim, ushfichat
Okay.
damim, etc. She'ilu nechtavan b'din haya lechtavan. So we have this machloket between Elazar ben Azaria and the Stam Sifra. And Elazar ben Azaria says Arayot basically are chukim. There's no reason to be bothered by it. Sifra says they're mishpatim, and between Rashi and Rambam, right?
Okay.
Arayot are mishpat or not. Should we be bothered by it? As opposed to say, it's a chok, God says so, but you know, it's not inherently wrong.
Right.
And
Like
this,
adultery, for example, right?
right. I mean, and the question is, so that becomes a question. That disagreement goes on now. Because I mean, I found this, it started with this article from 60 years ago in Tradition. I like looking
Wow.
through Tradition magazines. Okay, this is by Alexander Karlbach, who's a cousin of the famous Shlomo Karlbach. He was like a chief rabbi in Dublin, I think. Henry. He's talking about theonomy, like laws of God. And he has a footnote. It is difficult to understand why Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria included illicit sexual relations in this category of chukim. Yet, in fact, included among the rational ordinances of Yom and Sifra, right? Right. At that point, it was obvious that Ariot and Mishpat, and I don't understand Elazar ben Azaria, who puts them in the chukim. And again, after Oberg fell, and certainly our attitudes as a whole have changed. It's not so obvious. And this was an article by Rabbi Arya Klapper, Center for Modern Torah Leadership. You heard of him?
No.
He's in Boston. Interesting guy. But says that it's no longer intelligible to many Americans that a sexually act can be wrong even if no one gets hurt. He just gave the example of adultery in terms of Obergefell, homosexuality. In the Orthodox world, one reasonable reaction is what I call chokification.
Wait, bring the page up. Where are we meeting?
Right here.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. Here?
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Okay. In the
Okay.
Orthodox world, one reasonable reaction to this, you're sort of changing your own attitude, or at least my own attitude, to homosexuality, right? Is what I call chokification, right? To say, no, it's not a mishpat, it's a chok. The declaration that law should be regarded as beyond human comprehension. I don't know why, it's a law, fine. The trend for chokification of the halachic prohibitions against homosexuality has been evident in modern orthodoxy for some time. This suggests that rationales seen as self-evident in the past are no longer intelligible to them. My suspicion is that this is true as well for a significant percentage of the Haredi world as well. Now, we have different
What
attitudes.
is that Haredi thing going in there? What is he saying?
That is true. That's not just my, it's not so much that, that's not about being modern Orthodox. It's true of everyone, including Haredim, that we're just not bothered by it. We're so exposed to it that it's just natural. It's usher, no question, but we're not bothered by McDonald's ads, right?
By what?
McDonald's ads, an ad for a cheeseburger from McDonald's. We accept that's a joke, right? It doesn't, I don't say EF she, I couldn't possibly do that. It's just there. So given mitzvah, so the question is a given mitzvah, right? Do we have it? Is it a chok or a mishpat? And the
What
answer,
did McDonald's? What was that? How did that
I
come
said
in?
that's an example of a chok, right? I'm not allowed to eat cheeseburgers, but I don't say, I'm not disgusted by it. I don't say EF she, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That was the
Okay.
point before. Okay, that's what means it's
Yeah.
viyachol, right?
Okay. That's like the chazir.
The basar chazir, exactly right. I'm saying I
Okay.
see the ads, but all the time it doesn't bother me. I think, oh, what a terrible world I live in. And I see same-sex marriage,
I
and I
see.
don't think, oh, it's a terrible thing. I think, okay, well, I can't do that. But that's not any different from I can't eat lobster. It's a chok, right? That's a chok, that's he calling that chokification. Okay? That so 60 years ago it was obviously mishpat, now it's not obvious. And the reason is because you have to ask, is a given mitzvah is a chok or mishpat? The answer is yes. That
Why?
whether you classify something as a chok or a mishpat, that
Yeah.
changes. Not with just the times, the individual, their own inherent morality. It's related to what we feel, right? And because every mishpat fundamentally is a chok, in the sense that we do it because it's commanded. And every chok is a mishpat in the sense that we believe there are reasons for the mitzvah. They're
We
very
do.
fuzzy categories, right? You made that point, right? We may not know what it is. We can speculate on the reasons, but there are reasons there. So Rav Soloveitchik made kind of like similar point. This is a 1972 shiur.
Wait, I didn't mean that. I meant there were no reasons.
We assume that God has reasons for the chukim.
Maybe the only reason is a random thing that I,
Simply
the
to
reason is,
demonstrate obedience.
yeah.
Or lahavdil, right? Lahavdil achem min ha'amim, which is the point that it was other, that
Yeah,
I want you to
they
be
do
different.
it, you don't do it.
Okay,
It's
but
fine
that's still a
to
reason.
do.
That's
Oh,
still a
that's
reason.
the reason.
Okay. Okay, there are reasons there. And so that later on, so they put it is that the line is fuzzy and things can go in other ways, right? And the bottom line, of course, is that it matters because of the Rambam's rule about what we should we feel about it. So they're not simply delineated territories or realms between those of non-rational precepts and those of rational laws. Clearly defined distinction between chukim mishpatim is almost non-existent, is a sheer illusion. Of course, yes, the heartland, the central area of Mishpatim, is illumined by a rationale, explorable by human reason. So he means that the heartland, the things that the example that he gave of Mishpatim of don't murder, don't steal. He says, okay, there is accessible to logos, the logical human mind, and one's conscience is sensitive to the Mishpatim in the Rambam sense, right? We feel that this is wrong, independent of being commanded. This is only true as far as the central area is concerned, the heartland of Mishpat. However, the peripheral territories are as strange and alien to the reason as those most mysterious chukim, things that in one sense are Mishpatim may be considered chukim otherwise. And he says this is the reason why secular ethics has failed, because the element of chok is not understandable, not comprehensible to secular man. And so ethics in this sense is trying to have some consistent universal rules for behavior that are always logical and you can always decide what to do. What's it called? Effective altruism being the most recent example of that. When everything is reduced to mishpat, there is no morality. So they say that again, that chukim mishpatim are fuzzy. So bottom line is, we feel revulsions of a violation of mishpat. And what's a mishpat? It's defined as a mitzvah that we feel revulsion about. So it's a tautology.
Yeah, it's all circular.
Okay? So the distinction no longer, right? The distinction between let's get that here. Distinction between chukim and mishpatim, it no longer, there we go. No longer has any practical implication, right? If I feel bad, if I feel it's wrong, then it's a mishpat, and I should feel it's wrong. If I don't feel it's wrong, then it's a chuk, and then I don't have to feel it's wrong. That's wrong. It's not tautology. Because there exist things that we should feel wrong about, okay? Because I'm not going to tell you about arayot, whether homosexuality is a chuk or mishpat. I'm not going to decide that. That's you. But there are things that we intellectually know are mishpatim. They're inherently unethical. That's Rav Soloveitchik's heartland on the mishpatim, right? Those things that everyone agrees are malum in se. They're inherently wrong, but we don't feel any problem with them. Like theft.
Like what?
We're going to give you the example, like theft, okay?
Oh, theft.
Yeah. And that's where I'm going to end with this amazing essay everyone should read by Aaron Hirschfried, who was a Machanech, where? I forget exactly where he was. I'm going to look that up. No, this is from, here we go. He teaches at Stern and was a psychologist. Right, okay. So, but that what he says is unfortunate that we again have turned the tables and confused our values. Chazal say we should be disgusted by stealing, but not by poor. Right? Disgusted by it, right? You should say EFG, right? Stealing is definitely a mishpat. Everyone agrees that. Most of us are disgusted by pork, but not by stealing. That's a problem. This is something we picked up in our cultural environment, and we will bequeath it to the next generation until we change the habitual responses to Bin Adam and Chaver in our culture. Okay, that we spend so much time that you can't do this, but we don't really talk about things that are mishpatim that you should feel, say EFG, I can't do it. That we must do so if we have to bring about and change a midot of our children. Unless and until children see people as excited as moved and as affronted by lapses in mitzvot ben adam l'chaveiro, as they're excited, moved, and affronted by mitzvot ben adam l'akom, we will not. We will not see significant improvement in the midot of our children. That's most of what he's talking about. Like, kids don't pay them. So my bottom line is that I can't pass it. Obergefell versus Hodges does not threaten our values. You can argue whether that's chok or mishpat, whether we should be bothered by it or not, or whether just accept it. That's fine. But SEC versus Madoff, that threatens our values. Okay. If you're grossed out by what Bernie Madoff does or did, then you have internalized what the Rambam means by a mishpat.
Yeah. That was a great line. We're disgusted by pork, but not by stealing. And it's true.
Right. That's the bottom line of what this means here. This is not about homosexuality. It's about what the things that we all agree are mishpatim. And I should just feel wrong. So now we know the distinction between
So the
chukim
whole arayot is the core of this. Where does it belong?
right. And the point about that is that we're not going to decide that. That's a machloket that exists and that changes from time to time. We know that. Soloveitchik's point is that there is a heartland of mishpatim that we really do. Well, we say the words that they're mishpatim, but we don't feel it. That's what we need to do. So don't steal. Don't eat pork either.
Right.
You're really bothered by the stealing.
Funny, shatness is different than pork, even though it's in the same category.
Oh,
Because
that you're
no
not
one's
religious.
saying, ew, I can't do that.
Right, that's true. Okay, which is fine, right? We're explicitly saying that, you know, that not being disgusted by shyness is what you're supposed to. It's a chuppah. You should do it simply because God commanded.
Right.
I will end there, and I'll wish you have a good day, and I
Very
will have a good night.
interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Hope Shabbos Morning Group finds it interesting.
I thought the whole idea is interesting.